This is Twit.
The internet has been a buzz. Suddenly it exploded. Everybody had their articles about how gall darn amazing the Huawei P30 Pro is as a maybe as a phone, but definitely as a camera.
Those low light shots alone that people have been posting against the Pixel, yow!
Not just low light, but also zoom. I saw a really interesting video that focused in, no pun intended.
I get it, focused.
No pun intended, on the zooming capabilities of this thing. And it's like redonkulous.
Say no to digital zoom, right?
If I do say so myself. So tell us, what do you think? You have the Huawei P30 Pro, is that right?
Yes, I have the Huawei P30 Pro, which is the flagship of the P30 series this year from Huawei. And I'm blown away by the camera. So I'll give credit where it's due. Vlad Savov of The Verge did a great article on the low light bits, and we'll let him cover that. But I'd say in normal daylight, in normal use, where I haven't been going out of my way to test it in low light, I'm blown away by all three cameras on the device. Now, I say three because Huawei sell this device as a quad camera device. One of them is a time of flight sensor, so it's not a proper camera in of itself, but it does help the others through software to better understand what's in depth, what's in moving, what isn't. So obviously, Victor was showing the Verge article by Vlad about the low light, comparing it to the Pixel 3 XL, and it really does make a difference in the light. Huawei are saying that one of the ways they've made the Huawei P30 Pro better in low light is that they've made a fundamental change to the way the camera sensor works. So for those of you who don't know, digital camera sensors are by nature monochrome. They're black and white. And to get color on the sensor, they have a filter before the black and white sensor. Mm-hmm. So traditionally, those are red, green, and blue RGB sensors, which then with the black and white and shades of gray, the monochrome sensor, get put together to figure out what the colors are. With the Huawei P30 Pro, Huawei have made this fundamental change where the sensor is a red, yellow, yellow, blue sensor filter, which means that it will give you apparently up to 40% more light gets captured by the sensor with the same lens. As well as that, Huawei have made a periscope camera. That's the one, if you look at it closely, it's the one at the end of the camera module near the Leica brand, which has a periscope, which means the sensor is quite far off from the lens itself and gets filtered by five lenses. That's an 8-megapixel sensor that gives you 5 times optical zoom. Then using the other lenses and Huawei's clever software, that can give you 10 times lossless zoom. So I see the links are ready in the docket. If you go to the first Google Photos album that I prepared for this show, you'll see there's a picture of Edinburgh. I believe this isn't the wide, or is this? No, this is the wide
like
angle.
The wide,
one.
Yeah.
So this is a wide angle shot where it just highlights how good the high dynamic range is even in that one sensor. That's the sun behind the clouds in Edinburgh. And it does a really good job of not blowing out the sky. It actually detects clouds and gives you good definition on the buildings.
Yeah, it does.
So moving on to the next one, you see the one-time zoom. The dynamic range is even better. There's a lot more detail on things, but you don't have as wide a shot. It's the usual trade-off, but it's good to have the choice in a modern smartphone. And then if you go to the next one, this is using 5 times optical zoom on that 8-megapixel sensor. No loss of detail. That what is a tiny detail in the wide-angle shot becomes a good shot of the statue in the distance. And if you zoom in again, there should be a 10 times optical zoom shot, just the bust of the statue. Again, very good definition. This is a hybrid shot. It's a hybrid shot, but for most consumers, this is as good as optical zoom because it's taking the information from more than one sensor, putting it together and processing it to give you as good as a normal optical zoom shot at 10 times. It's not perfect, but for most users, this is more than enough. This is yet another reason for the average consumer to say, well, I don't need a camera anymore. My phone is good enough. And Victor, if you go to the next shot, I've just highlighted the 50 times. This is all digital crop, but it's in the camera interface. You can zoom in all to 50 times and see the face on the statue and the seagull poop on the statue as well.
Good. Which is, we needed to see that. Yeah.
It's impressive. If you go back to the wide angle shot and then look at how far in it can zoom 50 times, this is impressive. I'm really impressed by this.
You're really far there.
Exactly. That's so that's with the wide angle lens, but still it's quite a distance to be able to get that amount of detail with a mix of digital and optical zoom. Now, if Victor, if you go to the next album, we can play a game here. I deliberately set this up because I knew I was going to be on All About Android. If you go to the wide angle shots, this is the Champs-Élysées in Paris. This is where near where the Huawei P30 series launch was. And it's a wide angle shot of this amazingly busy and complicated roundabout with a very ornate center. As you can see, nice dynamic range, nice shot. If you go to the next one, you'll see one-time optical zoom, so no magnification, no zoom. Still very good detail. The moving cars get captured well. Moving on to the next shot, you may not notice it here, but I've put a little special thing in there. A lot of detail here. You can actually see the marble, the dirt on the marble. And that's 5 times optical zoom coming out of that periscope camera. And if you go to the next shot, you'll probably see it here, but this is a detail of people there. And in the last shot, at 50 times optical zoom, I masterfully placed a banana for scale.
Banana for scale, which is...
Oh, jeez.
Applause, sir. Well applause. Well done.
You went very far for that one. Thank you.
Literally, you went so far.
So far, 50 times far. So,
yeah.
I estimate that this took me around about 2 kilometers of walking to do, because that's an amazingly complicated roundabout. And to get the Champs-Élysées, the Arc de Triomphe on Champs-Élysées at the right angle, in the right sun, it took a lot of walking through tunnels and around the square.
And no one took the banana, surprisingly.
Yeah. I went and took that banana back.
Oh.
It's your banana.
It's my banana, and yeah. I reused it in the following shot and then ate it. So, Victor, right. I have another
multi-use
example.
Multi-use banana.
Of, you do what you got to do with the banana. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, banana efficiency. So this is a wide-angle shot of a lovely park in Paris, not far from the Arc de Triomphe that we were looking at earlier. Nice urban setup. Lots of detail in this wide-angle shot. The dynamic range, again, is quite good considering the sky was bright and it was a little bit dark in the park. The zoom at 1x optical is obviously closer to a normal shot, but still a very good camera shot. Zooming in to 5x, you can see a statue. That lots of detail there from the 5x optical zoom, mm-hmm. from something that was just a mere detail in the wide-angle shot lens. And zooming in to 10x optical zoom, you'll see the statues there, and if you're looking very carefully, you can see the banana for scale. Uh-huh. And last one, the 50x optical zoom, you can see the banana sitting on the statue.
Resting on the statue.
Before.
Ready to be eaten.
Yes. Yeah.
Giving you a clear indication of how large the statue is.
So these photos, all bananas aside, these photos look really good. And like the zoom is like, you're not going to use a 50x zoom and expect it to look amazing, which it doesn't. But the fact that it can jump in that far, it's striking. Like
in a phone
variety.
That size. Yeah.
In a phone that
size. It shows
size.
How far we've come.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Huawei have really thrown it out of the ballpark with this camera setup. The optical image stabilization is excellent, even at 5x optical zoom. You don't have much shake. 50x digital zoom, that's where it's really difficult to focus on an object. It sure. becomes quite a challenge there. But I would say overall, I'm blown away by this camera. Not only that, overall, it's a great smartphone. It feels really nice to hold, as well as looking gorgeous with that breathing crystal color. Yes, it's breathing crystal. My colleague, the chief aperture officer of Tech Travel Geeks, he has ordered the Aurora color, which is a mix between last year's Twilight and... I don't know if you're aware of the Honor cut glass backs that
yes,
are all
I remember.
Iridescent. Mm-hmm. Victor, at the top, there's a YouTube video that we put together just highlighting the looks and feels of the device. It's right next to the P30 Pro link.
Is this it?
Right now. I'll pop that too. It's just it shows in this video we show how reflective it is. It's very difficult to describe in words because there's this gradient between purple and white. And I think Michael Fisher, the Mr. Mobile, had a great description of this on Twitter, which was it's a mix between dilithium crystals and unicorn kisses. So it's very difficult to describe in words, but it's breathtaking in person to see, and it also looks good to those looking at it. And that's one of the good things. Huawei include a case in the box, so you're less likely to have a disastrous drop. And then there's also quite a selection of cases, both available from Huawei and third-party retailers. On the front, Huawei have done a good job of iterating upon the Mate 20 Pro screen, so it's curved edges at front and back. It has a water drop notch at the front. The screen is lovely. It's a full high-definition plus one, but honestly, in day-to-day use, I don't notice the difference with the QHD one on the Mate 20 Pro or even the QHD one on my Pixel 3 XL. For normal use, there's no real reason to have a higher resolution screen, unless obviously you would like to use this for VR purposes. I'd say the storage options are very good. They start at 128 gigabytes. There's also 256 gigabytes and 512. All these are expandable with Huawei's new standard of memory card called Nano Memory Card. And that goes in the second SIM slot. So the SIM card tray takes two nano SIMs or one nano SIM and a nano memory card, which is a great option. They haven't really killed expandable storage as we thought they had with the P20 Pro last year. So overall, my first week with the device, I'm blown away, and I've started migrating all my phone number related services onto the P30 Pro. So high praise from me. I'm really won over by this device.
Yeah, sadly, you're not alone.
Those of you in the US will have a bit of a challenge getting your hands on one. But then again, that's part of the current situation with Huawei in the US.
Right. It is indeed. It's a big uphill battle right now for Huawei. And for anyone interested in politics aside, just wants to get their hands on cutting edge technology, or, you know, what I've read from a lot of people who have used this phone, that they say this is the best camera phone out there. So, you know, certain technology enthusiasts are going to want to get their hands on that regardless of any of the stuff happening in the US. So, might have to work a little bit harder to make that happen, it sounds like.
Yeah. Another thing that I haven't mentioned yet, the battery life. This is a 4,200 milliamp hour battery, but MUI and the optimizations they've made on that and Android Pie leave me flabbergasted about how good the battery life is. Mm-hmm. So I can use this device for normal use in a day and ends my day at about 6, 7 p.m. at around about 60, 70% battery life.
Wow.
Which for me is unseen.
Yeah. Wow, that's really impressive. Huawei P30 Pro, are you going to have like a full review on Tech Travel Geeks, or where do you want people to go for that?
So our current content is on YouTube, on the Tech Travel Geeks YouTube channel. We have the full unboxing and our hands-on video and first impressions video. That's obviously lots of hard work has gone into that from our chief aperture officer, Lukasz. Mm-hmm. But it is where we're doing most of the content, but the full written review and the full video review will be out in about a month, because we want to really use this as our main device for a while.
Absolutely.
And it won't just be me. Lukasz will be having one as well.
Right on.
So